Now, Maureen Bagnall, hello to you, Maureen. It's been a number of years since you and I crossed swords.
It has indeed, Clem. Good morning to you.
You're the coach and chair of the Riding for the Disabled Association of Ireland. Tell me a little
bit. No. I'm the coach and chair of RDAI in Calixtown Group.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's just a local group at Calixtown.
That's right, in Racoon.
But that local group is a member of the Riding and Disabled Association of Ireland.
It is indeed.
Okay. Tell me, that's up in Racoon, this centre. And what do you do up there?
We have a lesson each week for special needs riders. And they are both physically and mentally handicapped. And the benefits from it are so good that we've had one child that came to us, the parents couldn't get any sleep. He was both physically and mentally handicapped. And he's the parents could get no sleep at all from the time he was born. He came to us at 9 years of age. And from that, over 2 years, they now are getting sleep all week from the riding. The animal calms them down so much, and we're able to give them such good exercise on the animal.
Aren't horses unique in this, Maureen? I think so anyway, because I've read so many stories over the year. We've seen films like The Horse Whisperer and that. But anyone who has ever encountered a horse and the way they look at you and those eyes, you often wonder, who's actually looking at who here now? Because,
well, I'd agree with that. They calm. There's a calming effect on people.
Yeah, any time I've ever looked at a horse, I've suddenly realised, look, this guy's figuring me out now rather than I figuring him out, and whatever else. And the children, and I've heard lots of experiences of how children and horses get kind of an instant bond. It's more, I think, is there something the horses know that we don't know?
Well, they don't judge people. It's empathy that works there between the people and the animal, you know? And that's why there's great results. It's absolutely, it's amazing what's going on with animals around the world.
So when you bring a child up there, what's the procedure?
They first, and they're assessed. They then are put up on the horse, or they could be a walker. Some people walk the animal and they equally get as much out of it. We had one lad last year and he couldn't. He was starting to not walk at all. And he is now beating the guys on the horses when he's doing the games walking his animal.
So you would say without exception, these children with disability challenges, they benefit 100% from their association with horses?
Definitely.
Okay, so how can people avail of that up in Calixtown in Rathcoole?
Well, at the moment we have 9 people involved, riders, and there's always openings, but you have to wait on a list until somebody is moved on, because we try and keep the riders working in the group as long as we can so that they get the best benefit.
And to do that, of course, you need volunteers, and you're looking for
volunteers.
You're looking for volunteers. How might people contact you?
They can contact us by phone. Geraldine is our secretary. Number is 087-2635-732 or 2635732 is my number, sorry. Geraldine's number is, my gosh.
Don't worry about it, because if people contact us, if anybody wants to find out the numbers, we'll supply them to them, okay?
I can also send you on an email address for Geraldine if they'd rather do that.
Yes, if you would do that.
Geraldine will look after them and chat through everything, send them the forms that need to be filled in, and there just is a safeguarding and a vetting system in place.
Of course there
is. And that has to be done. And that's why I'm asking you for help now, because it takes about 2 months before everything's organised.
All right, you
And we really, really need helpers, because we're getting a bit older. We need new people involved so that they will enjoy it and want to continue it on.
I think it's fantastic work. If you send us the contact details, we'll share them with listeners. It's a call out for volunteers to assist with the Disabled Riders Project at Callaghtown Equestrian Centre in Rathcoole. Maureen, you're coach up there and doing great work. Make sure you send us the details and we'll supply it. We'll give them to listeners, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Good morning.